Super Bowl 40 will air Sunday on the ABC television network, and advertisers will be paying top dollar to show their products to the huge audience expected for the game. Last year, more than 133 Americans tuned in for the National Football League's title matchup, with nearly 1 billion viewers around the world. According to industry sources, the cost of a 30-second commercial during the U.S. telecast will average $2.5 million. That's $100,000 more than last year and a new record. For those inclined to do the math, that works out to more than $83,000 a second. Even with another high-profile media event, the Winter Olympics set to kick off in Turin, Italy 5 days after the Super Bowl, advertisers have not balked at paying premium prices. Emerald Nuts is advertising again after their Super Bowl ad was a big hit last year and helped sales more than double. It featured a unicorn and other fantasy figures.
Hey, can I have some emerald nuts?
Honey, if you eat an emerald nut, unicorns will disappear forever.
That's not true, Jim.
In a beer commercial, a cocky cockatiel defended a lady's honor in a bar.
Bud Light, please.
I'd like to buy you that Bud Light.
No, thank you.
But I insist.
You don't hear the lady, my friend? You got hair gel in your ears, lover boy? Adios, muchacho!
Fresh, smooth, real Bud Light.
As always, humor is expected to dominate the Super Bowl ads, like last year's Unilever commercial for Degree deodorant.
It's Mama's boy. He never sweats because he doesn't risk leaving his mama.
Stay put, Marshall. Do you want to get kidnapped?
Mama's boy comes with full-string mama doll with 6 different guilt trips.
You miss me when I'm dead.
For men who do take risks, there's no Degree for men. With twice the protection you need, it won't let you down.
The Ford Motor Company used this commercial to build anticipation of a new Mustang convertible. A policeman tapped a driver frozen solid in the icy winter weather with a big grin on his face.
You just don't introduce a convertible this irresistible in the middle of winter. Coming this spring, Mustang convertible.
Some advertisers, such as Visa and McDonald's, have decided to skip the Super Bowl in favor of the Olympics. But others have decided that advertising during both makes sense. Huge companies, including longtime Super Bowl advertisers Anheuser-Busch, Pepsi, and General Motors, will be back, joined by names such as CareerBuilder.com, AmeriQuest Mortgage, Toyota, Bayer, and Federal Express. Many advertisers agree no matter which teams are competing, the Super Bowl remains the premier advertising showcase of the year and is too big to be ignored. Emerald Nuts advertising executives say they plan to build on the awareness generated by their Super Bowl ad and reinforce it by advertising in the Olympics. Reporting from Super Bowl 40 in Detroit, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.